Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In Other Minds, The Octopus, The Sea, and The Deep Origins of Consciousness. Philosopher and scuba diver Peter Godfrey Smith explores the enigmatic world of cephalopods, particularly focusing on the octopus, to ponder the evolution and nature of consciousness. Godfrey Smith weaves a narrative that combines his personal experiences with cephalopods near Australia with a deep dive into both the science of consciousness and the evolution of these fascinating creatures. The book is an eye-opening journey into the minds of one of Earth's most alien creatures, offering a profound inquiry into what it means to think, feel, and be aware. Through the lens of the octopus, we are invited to question not only the nature of intelligence and consciousness in non-human creatures, but also the evolutionary paths that have led to the emergence of conscious beings. Other Minds is a captivating mix of science, philosophy, and the sheer joy of discovery, showcasing the marvels of the natural world and our place within it. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the evolution of the cephalopods. Cephalopods, which include octopuses, squids, and cuttlefish, represent an evolutionary journey that diverges significantly from that of vertebrates, yet culminates in complex behaviors and potentially minds. Peter Godfrey Smith delves into the evolutionary history of these creatures that began over 500 million years ago during the Cambrian explosion, a period of rapid evolutionary development. Unlike the linear progression often associated with human evolution, cephalopods took a unique path toward complexity. Starting from simple mollusks, they evolved into beings with sophisticated nervous systems, capable of learning, adapting to their environment, and exhibiting behaviors that hint at a form of consciousness. Godfrey Smith uses their evolution as a backdrop to explore how nature can take different routes to achieve complexity and intelligence, showcasing cephalopods as a case study for understanding the diverse possibilities of life and consciousness. Secondly, consciousness and its origins. One of the central themes of Other Minds is the exploration of consciousness, its origins, variations, and manifestations in the animal kingdom. Godfrey Smith intertwines philosophical discussions with the latest scientific research to unpack the multifaceted concept of consciousness. He proposes that to understand our own consciousness, we must consider it as part of a broader spectrum across different species, particularly in organisms as alien to us as cephalopods. The book scrutinizes the evolution of consciousness by juxtaposing the neurological complexities of cephalopods with those of mammals, highlighting how different evolutionary paths can lead to similar cognitive capabilities. Through examining the behaviors and neuroanatomy of octopuses, such as their ability to solve puzzles and camouflage instinctively, Godfrey Smith opens a window into understanding how consciousness might arise and function in non-human entities, offering profound implications for our understanding of our own minds. Thirdly, the alien minds of octopuses. Octopuses, with their 8 tentacles, lack of bones, and 3 hearts, are often depicted as aliens of the deep sea. Godfrey Smith uses these creatures as exemplars of alien intelligence, providing insights into how vastly different forms of consciousness can be from the human experience. Through his first-hand observations and interactions with these creatures, he paints a picture of their lives that is full of curiosity, engagement, and a level of awareness that challenges traditional views of intelligence. Octopuses exhibit problem-solving skills, emotional responses, and social interactions that suggest a complex inner life. Godfrey Smith discusses how these behaviors may not be just instinctual, but indicative of a conscious experience. By exploring the alien minds of octopuses, Godfrey Smith not only expands our understanding of consciousness, but also challenges our anthropocentric views of intelligence and awareness. Fourthly, camouflage and communication. A captivating aspect of cephalopod biology that Godfrey Smith explores is their remarkable ability for camouflage and communication through rapid changes in skin color and texture. This ability is driven by a complex nervous system that allows them to interpret their surroundings and mimic them almost instantaneously, serving both as a defense mechanism and a means of communication. The sophistication of this system speaks volumes about the cognitive capacities of cephalopods, suggesting a level of perceptual awareness and environmental interaction that rivals that of more traditionally recognized intelligent animals. Godfrey Smith delves into how these capabilities might reflect the workings of their minds, indicating not only a reactive adaptation, but possibly an innovative form of interaction with their world. This section of the book broadens our understanding of how intelligence can manifest through nonverbal communication and adaptive camouflage, offering insights into the diverse expressions of consciousness. Lastly, philosophy meets marine biology. Godfrey Smith, with his unique background in both philosophy and marine biology, brings a novel perspective to the study of consciousness and its evolution. His philosophical inquiries into the nature of consciousness, blended with empirical observations from his dives and the latest scientific research, enrich the discourse on what it means to be conscious. Other Minds is more than just a scientific exploration. It is a philosophical journey into understanding the essence of thought, feeling, and existence from a non-human perspective. Through the lens of cephalopod life, Godfrey Smith questions fundamental concepts such as self-awareness, the experience of time, and the ethical implications of our interactions with other conscious beings. This integration of philosophy and biology and Other Minds challenges readers to rethink their assumptions about consciousness, pushing the boundaries of our understanding of the mind. In conclusion, anyone curious about the mysteries of consciousness, the evolution of intelligence, or simply fascinated by the wonders of the marine world will find Other Minds a captivating and enlightening read. Peter Godfrey Smith's blend of philosophical insight and scientific exploration offers a unique perspective on the minds of octopuses and what they can teach us about our own consciousness. By diving into the depths of the ocean and the minds of its most enigmatic inhabitants, readers are invited to reconsider the nature of intelligence, awareness, and the many forms consciousness can take. Other Minds is a thought-provoking read for philosophers, biologists, and laypeople alike, fostering a deeper appreciation for the diversity of life and the profound connections that exist between all conscious beings. It highlights the value of embracing curiosity and adopting a more expansive view of the world, ultimately enriching our understanding of ourselves and the complex tapestry of life on Earth. If you would like to support Peter Godfrey Smith, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.